Hi, everybody. Welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Okay, Sam, let's start today's Youth English.
Alrighty.
In part one, which is...
Yes. Everyone, please get ready to spice up your English with, of course,
English idiom.
That's right.
And now is the review time for the idiom we learned yesterday, which was...
Okay, yesterday's idiom was...Not someone's or somebody's keeper.、
Mm-hmm.
Not somebody's keeper.
Right, 昨天我们讲到的 idiom 是呢 not someone's keeper. 翻译成中文是一个人不是对方的监护人。这里面这个 keeper, 翻译成中文是监护人。
Right.
And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Okay. Today's idiom is, it's no longer a not idiom.
Mm-hmm.
We're done with not.
Not.
Today's idiom is notch.
Notch.
On your belt. Notch. N-O-T-C-H. On your belt. B-E-L-T.
Okay, 那么今天 idiom 两个关键词。第一个关键词呢是 notch. N-O-T-C-H. 翻译成中文呢是指我们在一个物体上面划出的一个印或者一个道或者一个痕迹叫这个 notch.那么看看今天在什么上面划出一个痕迹的这个 belt, B-E-L-T, 这个翻译成中文是什么呢？我们的带子或我们的腰带，在我们的腰带上画出一个印儿或者画出一个痕迹是什么意思啊 ?Is drawing a picture? Get confused, Sam.
Well, maybe, people like a notchy belt.
Maybe.
It's kind of like a decoration instead of having like a regular black belt.
Right.
You can have little notches.
Notches
and
the belt. It's kind of a cool and fashionable.
Maybe.
Okay, so let's do the conversation to show how we use notching the belt properly.
Okay, sounds like a good idea.
Okay, let's start. Hey, Sam, what did you do last weekend?
Well, I went to Xiangshan and did a little hiking and climbing around.
Again?
Yeah.
I think you've been there quite a lot lately.
You're right, I have. But you see, it's because I'm trying to get better and hone my mountain climbing skills.
So you have a plan for future?
Yes. Actually, I'm kind of preparing and getting ready to climb Mount Everest.
It's a big plan. You're a little ambitious, Sam.
Well, I don't want to climb Mount Everest right now. I first want to get a few notches on my belt.
Right.
So, for example, next month, I'm planning on going to Taishan and climbing that mountain.
Right.
And then after that, maybe climbing some other mountain. I haven't chose the mountain yet. But first, get a few notches on my belt, work my way up, and then, ultimately, climb...Mount Everest.
Okay, so good luck to you.
Yeah, so I think this weekend and the next few weekends, you'll hear me talking about my little adventures on Xiangshan still.
Okay, great.
Okay.
刚才的对话呢，我问 Sam 说上个礼拜忙什么了 ？Sam 说呢，上个礼拜呢去香山了。他说最近呢，他在登山这方面呢非常非常的感兴趣，准备来进一步的提升自己登山的水平。用一个词呢叫 hone his mountain climbing skill。那么这个单词 H-O-N-E 是非常好的一个词，表示说不断的提升某方面的技能。我们说不仅仅提高登山技能，比如说英文的能力也可以用这单词 hone your skill。
Yeah, right.
Sam 有一个非常雄伟的一个目标，他想有一天登上这个珠峰。我听完之后有些傻眼了，登这个珠峰是一个非常非常困难，同时需要很多的勇气以及准备，同时决心的一件事情。这么说呢，他准备呢，他想找一个中间过渡的一个山来做一个提升自己的一个环节，比如说找泰山，然后呢，通过泰山的攀登呢，来提升自己的登山能力。他用到 notch on his belt 表示说呢，他在某方面，特别是在登山方面呢，能够取得一定的进步, a kind of a progress or improvement.
Yeah, that's right. So we know that Xiangshan is not a very high mountain.
Right.
But Mount Everest is a very high mountain. So I need to accomplish some smaller, I guess you could say, challenges
right.
first.
Mm-hmm.
So Taishan is another notch or another accomplishment on my belt mm-hmm. before I try to accomplish the really large task of climbing Mount Everest.
Right, 大家都知道了，从香山到珠峰这是一个很大的跨越，基本上没有任何人能够从香山直接能够登上珠峰，所以呢，中间呢需要一个不停的进步这么一个环节。那么泰山呢，就是一个很好的一个锻炼的一个阶段。通过登上泰山，那么 Sam 在登山这方面呢，能够取得一个进步，用到的词呢是 notch on his belt. So Sam, I have a question. So what does notch mean here?
Okay, well, we talked about maybe as a joke in the beginning, notch on your belt being some sort of fashion thing.
Right.
But no, usually when we put a notch on something, it's because we're keeping track of maybe progress or
right.
keeping track of some sort of data or information.
Okay, 那么说我跟 Sam 聊一下为什么说用这个 notch。在今天的一点里面表示说人能够取得一定的进步，因为这个 notch 这个词呢翻译成中文表示说刻下的一个痕迹。那么在很早以前呢，人们可能用这个 notch， 用 notch 比如说在墙上画一个痕迹，或者说用其他的方式呢做出一个痕迹来记住，比如说多少天，表示呢已经过了多少天，或者说呢记住一些有关的数据。 OK, so that's it for today's idiom, and now let's go to part 2, which is
Okay, so we are finished with another idiom study. That's another notch on our belt.
You're right.
And now let's go to hit the books.
Let's go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, Sam, you just mentioned you plan to climb, you know, the Everest Mountains or Mount Everest in the future.
Yes, but that was, fake Sam, not real Sam.
Not real Sam, right? But I think, you know, mountain climbing is a way to challenge yourself.
Definitely.
And also the way to try to explore your limits.
Yeah, for sure.
And today, well, it's kind of coincident, right? Today's topic is exploring your limits.
So are we going to be putting some notches on our belts today?
Yeah, sure, of course, right?
Okay.
Okay, so before we go to the story for today, and now let's checkVocab first.
Okay. So today's first word for hit the books is expedition. Expedition. E-X-P-E-D-I-T-I-O-N. Expedition.
今天的第一个单词 expedition 翻译成中文是指人类的探险活动，比如说去北极、南极，哪怕是说去这个月球都可以叫Expedition, right?
Right.
The North Pole, South Pole, also maybe to the moon.
Oh, a moon expedition.
Maybe in the Mars in the future.
Yeah, actually, the Mars expedition is kind of something that's a hot topic right now.
Right. Just a one-way journey.
One-way ticket.
Right, one-way ticket.
Yeah, no coming back.
Right.
Okay, next we have set off. Set off. Two words. S-E-T, set off, O-F-F.
下一个词组呢 set off 翻译成中文呢是出发出门的意思 set off
Yeah, now set off can be used in a couple different ways、
mm-hmm.
One is like set off on an expedition、
right.
or journey、
mm-hmm.
And the other one is you can set something off
What's that mean, set something off?
Well, for example, if there's a bomb Sometimes we see in these movies they have to cut
Yeah, ticking, ticking, right?
It's ticking down and say, oh, which wire should I cut? The red wire or the blue wire?
Okay.
If they cut the wrong wire, they will set off the bomb.
Okay, so this is like a bonus idiom for today, right?
yeah, okay. Right.
那么看看这个词组 set off. 它呢正常的意思呢比如说去出门另外的一个意思 set something off.我们看到这个惊险的电影里面比如一个人他要把一个炸弹呢给他拆除掉。那么大家会看到有一个指针不停在跳比如说10秒、8秒、7秒等等。那么这个人如果说不小心剪错了一个线的话那么这个线呢可能会导致 trigger the explosion.
Right.
那么说这个 bomb may explode. 那么这个动作 set the bomb off, 表示这个炸弹呢很不幸的爆炸了那么可能这个人就会被 killed.
Ooh.
Right.
So set off usually is never in a good situation、
uh-huh.
because we can even say it with people.、
Uh-huh.
Like, for example, if we talk about something sensitive and it sets somebody off, it means they kind of just explode with some sort of outrage of anger. How could you even talk about that? So it's never really in a good situation.
Okay, 那么另外那个 set somebody off 表示让一个人特别的生气或者说让一个人发狂。
Yeah, right. They can be set off.
Right.
Okay, next we have the word odyssey. Odyssey. O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y.Odyssey
加一个单词的 Odyssey 这个词翻译成中文呢是一次比较奇异的一个探险 kind of adventure, right?
Yeah
同时呢它还有一个翻译它的中文叫什么奥德赛 Odyssey
Okay, next is the word drifting Drifting D-R-I-F-T-I-N-G Drifting
下一个单词 drifting 表示呢一个东西在漂流在流动它可以指比如说一片树叶呢在河中流动 drifting in the river like a leaf right?
Yes, right.
同时呢可以指这个烟比如说在空中被这个风吹走了在空中 drifting the smoke drifting in the sky
Yeah, it could also be a person
Right.
If you're a drifter drifting through life, it means you kind of have no
control, right.
or no purpose. You just kind of go or do whatever life takes you.
那么说如果指人的话呢那么这个人叫 drifter, right? A drifting person.
Yeah.
那么这种人什么随波逐流的或者说呢没有自己的目标没有自己的安排那么这种人呢往往呢很难取得很大的成就。
Next we have navigation. Navigation. N-A-V.I-G-A-T-I-O-N Navigation
下一个单词 Navigation 翻译成中文是导航
Next we have Keep on track Three words Keep on track K-E-E-P O-N T-R-A-C-K Keep on track
下一个词组三个单词 Keep on track 翻译成中文呢能够记录下来能够记载下来一个什么什么东西
Next we haveFlow, flow, F-L-O-E, flow.
下一个单词呢我们可能在南极或者北极经常看见翻译成中文是什么浮冰 kind of floating ice.
Yeah, right. Okay, lastly, we have the word prompt. Prompt. P-R-O-M-P-T, prompt.
最后一个单词 prompt.它有两个意思一呢比如说能够促进一个什么什么事情的发生另外呢表示能够提醒某人 remind somebody of something, right?
Right. So for example, we could say like, after the speech or the speech prompted them to, into doing something.
Right. Okay, so let's go to the story, exploring your limits.
Okay. For most...It would be an impossible journey. For polar explorers, Børge Ousland and Thomas Ulrich, however, the expedition from the North Pole to Cape Flora on Northbrook Island, Russia, was just another challenge. Both are very experienced and have broken several records in past exploits in extreme locations and conditions. On 1st of May 2007, Ousland and Ulrich set off from the North Pole.Their aim was to take the same route that Fridtjof Nansen and Halmar Johansson had taken in 1895. The explorer's 85-day odyssey involved 1,400 kilometers of skiing, kayaking, and kiting across snow-capped lands and seas of drifting ice. On 24th of July, they reached Cape Flora, where they spent...3 weeks waiting to be picked up and taken back to Norway. Unlike Nansen and Johansson 112 years before them, Ousland and Ulrich had the assistance of communication and navigation equipment to keep them on track. On one occasion, while they were sleeping on an ice floe, their GPS warned them that they were moving in the wrong direction. This prompted them into action, and they swore not to stop until they reached land.
Okay, thank you. At the beginning of the paragraph, it says something is impossible or seems impossible.
Yes, it talks about an impossible.
一开始就提到了困难。对于绝大多数人来讲 for most people, like you and me, right?
Yep.
那么这是一个不可能完成的一次旅行 impossible journey. Why?
Well, the journey was a tough, tough journey.
Right.
It was from the North Pole to an area in Russia called Cape Flora on Northbrook Island.
那么这个 journey 呢，它的整个的行程、整个安排呢，看起来是非常的困难。从呢北极到俄罗斯的一个小岛。
So I'm not sure about this island, but just from starting off in the North Pole, it already sounds very, very difficult.
Okay, 那么大家想一想，北极和俄罗斯的一个小岛，那么整个的过程没有非常发达的交通工具，对于一般人来讲呢，的的确确是一个 is a mission impossible.
Okay, but it mentions that for these two explorers,、it's just another challenge. Because they're actually very, very experienced,、and they have broken several records in past exploits, all dealing with like very extreme locations and conditions.
那么下面看看这两个人，一个叫 Brock， 另外一个人叫 Thomas。他们首先呢是非常有经验的这个探险家 ，very experienced。那么同时呢，他们也觉得呢，这次从北极到俄罗斯的这个小岛呢，是一个非常大的一个 challenge。是一个很大的一个挑战。同时呢，他们也有非常好的一个记录，因为呢，他们在过去的几次探险当中呢，已经打破了几项记录 ，break record 这个词组记一下 ，break record 翻译成中文就是打破记录。同时的这个发音呢，大家注意，不是 record。Record 是动词，那么如果说是记录的话呢，是 record。
Right. Okay. So they begin their journey. When did they begin their journey or expedition?、It was on May 1st of 2007. They started or set off from the North Pole.
那么看看他们出发的时间呢，是2007年的5月1号。他们出发的地点在哪儿呢？北极。那么出发这个词，它用到的是我们刚才讲到的词组什么 ？Set off from。如果说从哪儿出发呢？后面跟一个介词 from someplace。So you set off from someplace.
Yeah. So when I go back home to the U.S., I set off from Beijing Airport,
right?
The、capital
airport, right?
And then whoo, go over to
right, California.
Now it's interesting because they're not the first ones to have taken this kind of expedition,
right? So they have a kind of the predecessor, right?
Yes, that's right. So dating all the way back in 1895.Well, we'll just use their last names. Two explorers, Nansen and Johansson, had taken a specific route.
Right.
Now, Auslin and Ulrich, our modern explorers, are going to try to take the same route.
那么看看这两位探险家是不是第一批走这个路线呢？答案不是的，因为呢，在他们之前还有两个人已经把这个路线呢已经走完了，但是呢，他是很早以前的一波人，他们的名字叫 Nansen and Johansson， 这两个人他们出发的时间呢是1895年，大概100多年之前就有两位探险家已经把这个路线呢走了一遍了。
Now those were brave men because if you think about the technology,
right,
way back then and today, that definitely seems like mission impossible.
Right, without any assistance, right?
Yeah. So what is involved、in this kind of journey? And like, how long does this kind of expedition take?
Well, I don't think it's just as simple as just walking to that small island in Russia.
Right, and like a 1 or 2 day journey?
You know,、strolling and, you know, drinking, you know, beers and not, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Well,The explorers were on this odyssey that was 85 days long. It was an 85-day odyssey.
Almost like a 3 month.
Yes. Wow. And what was involved in this 85 days of traveling? Well, it's 1,400 kilometers of skiing, kayaking, and kiting across snow-capped lands and seas of drifting ice.
OK, 那么看看这次旅行他所经历的时间有多长呢 ?85 天 ,85 days, 他的距离达到了1400公里。It kind of very long, 1,400 kilometers.
Yeah, wow, no wonder why it takes 85
days. Right, 那么看看他们使用的交通工具有什么呢包括了 skiing, kayaking, and kiting. So I can understand the first two, right? But I don't understand why is kiting.What is kiting, Sam?
We know kites don't exactly fly.、
Mm-hmm.
They kind of、just soar or glide through the air.
All right.
So if you kite, that means kind of like soaring or gliding like a kite、
right.
through the air.
Well, okay, I thought it was a way they kind of entertain themselves. They kind of a little bit, you know, stress out. They fly a kite.
Right, get a little discouraged because of the long journey. Hey, let's fly a kite.
Okay, 那么看看它的交通工具呢。首先呢，比如通过这个滑雪，通过划船，以及呢，通过一定的空中滑行 ，kiting。所以这个词呢 ，kiting 和我们放风筝没有任何的关系，表示在空中做一定的滑行，然后呢到达一个地方。所以呢，整个的旅程呢是非常非常复杂、非常辛苦的。同时看看他们所走的地面是什么呢 ？Snow-capped island。那么一个地方如果是 snow-capped， 表示说呢有着厚厚的积雪的一个地方。这个词我们用在比如说指山的时候呢比较多一些，比如说 the mountain is snow-capped。Mountains.
Right, snow-capped mountains. Usually it's a very beautiful
beautiful
site,
mountains, right?
Right? You see like gray or kind of like brownish
right.
mountains, and then the very tops, you see like they're wearing like little snow hats.
Right, see the layers colored. That means the green, the yellow, and red, and the white on the top.
And then the white, yes.
Right.
Okay, so we know that they left on May 1st, 2007. Mm-hmm. It took 85 days, so this brings us to July 24th.
Okay.
That they reached Cape Flora, which we know, again, is in Russia.
Okay, so that's the destination, right?
Yes.
Okay, 看看他们的目的地呢是哪儿啊? Cape Flora 在哪呢? In Russia, 在俄罗斯。
Okay, now, did they immediately go home? No, they had to stay 3 weeks. In Russia, they were just waiting to be picked up.
I have no idea what they did during the 3 weeks.
I wonder also what they did.
No internet access, no Wi-Fi still, right?
I don't know.
It could have been a very boring place, right?
I would think so. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they waited 3 weeks, then they were picked up and then taken back to Norway. Mm-hmm. So these men are Norwegian.
Norwegian, right?
Yes. But you know, we mentioned the guys before them that made this journey.
Right.
Manson and Johansson. This was 112 years before our current guys. You know, they had no kind of like GPS,
no right.
kind of modern technology.
Right. 那么看看112年前他们的两位前辈们，他们呢基本上没有任何的设备，没有任何的帮助，完成了这次旅行。
So we could say they had no kind of like assistance or communication or navigation to keep them on track.
Okay, but for Oslin and Ulrik, it would be different, right?
Yes.
Because they have assistance of communication, also navigation equipment, because it's very vital when you go for an expedition, because you may get lost.
Yeah, right. There's no road signs on the North Pole, right? Cape Flora, 250 miles or kilometers much further.
Right.
There's no road signs.
Right, but sometimes in Chinese we can rely on the star in the sky. Sometimes it can help you to, you know, for directions.
Right.
But sometimes it's cloudy days. Well, sorry.
Yeah.
No any direction, no any, you know, hint or anything, right?
Yes, that's right. And, you know, another challenge is we talked about that they traveled a lot on like floating ice or
right.
floats. Mm-hmm. So we know these things are moving.
Right.
So if you stay on top of one, like for example, they were sleeping on an ice floe, and their GPS system alerted them and warned them that, hey, you're moving. And it was in the wrong
directions, right?
Yeah.
有些情况呢，他们随身带的 GPS 起到了很大的作用。有些时候，他们睡觉的地方呢，是一个流动的或者说移动的这个冰面。这个冰面移动的方向一旦发生了错误的话呢，他们的 GPS 会提醒他们说：“对不起，你的这个方向错误了，赶快进行一个什么呢 ？Adjustment.
Right. So this made them determine, like, hey.We need to get off this ice floe, get onto land, something that's not moving.
Right.
So when they got this alert from their GPS, it mentions that they were prompted into action
right.
to keep going until they reached land.
Okay, it's very helpful, right?
Yeah, right.
因为说这个 GPS 能够帮助他们 prompt them into action, 让他们立刻采取行动。不然的话呢，如果说这个冰层漂流的时间过长，那么说他可能离他们的目的地呢，或者离他们的方向越来越远呢，会非常的麻烦。所以这个 GPS 非常实用的一个工具。
Yes, so you really have to wonder how these original explorers, Nance and Johansson, how did they do it?
Right. I have a question, Sam. Did they...make it.
Well, it just mentions that 85 days later they did.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't give too many details about what happened.
Well, we'll have to wait till tomorrow.
Ooh, so maybe some exciting things happened.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Okay, so that's it for today's Youth English. And see you tomorrow.
Okay, goodbye everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线51660774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车
，money，
豪宅。
漂亮女朋友，
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康才能带来长久的幸福。